Well, Francie, as you know, it's got more tactical over the years, and it gets extremely tactical. But yes, systematically they went at it. But good footballers still stand out, and you need the pace and the power and the work done. And yes, some set plays worked a bit, throw in maybe, don't know. But, you know, so yes, all out, we're just delighted, Francie, to be in an All-Ireland final.
You partly answered my next question. The flair in that team obviously is stands out as well, and you know, we had some fantastic personal performances.
Absolutely, we Mark Bradley came in late there, you know, and he's probably the best of the lot. But don't want to say too much because I don't want that filtering too much. But yeah, we have some quality players. That's the bottom line, and quality players win football matches. So listen, we're just delighted.
And in recent seasons, Tyrone teams may have gone out a wee bit inhibited with fear, but that team went out fearlessly there against a very highly rated Roscommon team.
Well, listen, Francie, it's fright or flight at this stage in Tyrone. If people keep kicking you into a corner, then there's no time to be afraid. So listen, these boys showed it today, and as I say, travel the pitches of Tyrone this morning, travel them on Monday night, go round the pitches, you'll see the state of health of Tyrone football. They're the people who should be thanked. The men who are out round the clubs this morning when I left my wee ones down, and they're the people that should be thanked. It's not bad at the finishing school end of it here, but we give a lot of thanks to all the Gaels of Tyrone who work with young footballers from 4 years up.
And of course, on that train, you're back in a final for the first time since 2003. Very important. We spoke about this before. Very important to be reaching those type of games.
Absolutely. This is all about development and transition too. And these boys are getting around the country. They've headed south now. They've dealt with all the things south. Some of these boys have been there before, obviously. But the more challenges and the more exposure they get, the more their games develop, their mental ability, their nerve, their capability of dealing with things. So listen, this is all about building, and everybody is putting the shoulder to the wheel, as I say, and we get Mickey up to full strength and we're full on.
The next 2 weeks is important, not just for this under 21 team, but for Tyrone football in general, that you get this right, you get the preparation done, you leave no stone unturned to put together something that's going to take that title home.
Well, Francie, the bottom line is this: if they look beyond Peter and Brian in this outfit, you're looking at a lot of people who are putting everything they have invisibly into Tyrone football, and that's as well as all the others that have commended. I commend those backroom people who are working night and day with these players. So I'm in a comfortable position where I know that every man in that back room and every man in the dressing room will give their utmost for 2 weeks.
And you can see that the players have put that sort of work in as well. They've responded to what's been given to them on the training pitch.
Hard work equals reward in every aspect of life, and these boys have responded, and they've worked hard, and they're getting a reward. Let's hope they get the big one home.